One of the most significant changes happening now in San Francisco is taking place in Bayview Hunters Point. It's been nearly 40 years since the Navy ended its activities there. Now its shipyard is being redeveloped. Within the next 5 years, 1,400 new homes will be built, with nearly 12,000 more in the years to come. The neighborhood will soon look very different, but right now it's one of the most impoverished in the city. So who will live in the revitalized shipyard?
There will be affordable homes for the local community people and others in San Francisco.
That's Danny Cook, an executive vice president with the developer Lennar Urban.
We're required to meet certain percentages on affordable and average requirements for the national or the local income for a family.
But in a city with a history of displacing African Americans, that promise is often greeted by skepticism. Today, we're continuing our series on the San Francisco shipyard by considering the question of housing. KLW's Daphne Matsiaraki reports.
Linda Richardson is sitting in her car just outside a huge fenced-off construction zone. This is where Lennar is slowly building a new development at the site of the abandoned Navy shipyard. Richardson is a longtime resident and community activist, and she wants to show me who will be most affected by the redevelopment.
This one's Marina Village. This were part of the shipyard long time ago. This is where, when the shipyard was in existence, the Navy workers lived here.
So who lives here now?
They live there now is an ordinary folks that live there now, and it's also mixed-use income, the low income, the people here.
These homes still look like army barracks. They're run down.
This is called MCO Properties. It's a very low income housing. It's probably 30 or 40 years old or more. This is a low income.
There is trash on the streets. Almost nothing seems kept. More than a third of the city's public housing is in Bayview Hunters Point, a neighboring Potrero.
You could see the public housing there. Can you see the public housing?
Yes.
That's a lot of crime there.
As we continue towards 3rd Street, the neighborhood changes. Houses are nicely painted, the streets are cleaner, and the cars park here are pretty new. At the end of the block, though, there is a barricade.
The reason they block it up is because they have public housing, a lot of crime.
This community wasn't always like this. People here used to make a good living when the shipyard was open. But the neighborhood gradually disintegrated after 1974, when the shipyard closed down. Richardson takes me to one of the biggest public housing projects in the area.
This area is called Hunter's View.
Mm-hmm.
These are the old units, and they have been demolished.
Residents have already started moving into the new apartments. The city is spending $100 million on infrastructure and rental homes over the next 2 years.
And you can see what the new ones are going to be. So if you're low income and you're going to live in there, I don't think the mayor of San Francisco has a view like that.
Richardson owns a home here. She thinks a redevelopment of the shipyard will benefit the entire community. Lanisha Jefferson, on the other hand, does not.
I was born and raised over here, but I feel like it's no help. That Navy Yard is not going to be given the opportunity that they should, that they claim they're giving.
She's not worried that the renovated shipyard won't provide opportunities. It's more who it will provide these opportunities for.
I feel like a lot of people who are going to be able to afford that is going to be a little higher middle class, maybe upper class. They're trying to appeal and get more whites in this area, because it is a crime rate over here, violence, a lot of stuff goes on. So, of course, they're trying to clear it all out and start over.
Jefferson says the construction that started on housing projects in this community is already changing the neighborhood's complexion.
You know, they're remodeling up in West Point and all these places, but a lot of people moving, like half the people can't even afford to move back there. They say it's low income, but then it's, you have to think your credit report.
The city says that credit score is not a factor for existing residents. But Jefferson's concern is not lost on District Supervisor Malia Cohen.
So this fear of displacement
this fear of being pushed out is real, and I empathize with it, and I can completely understand that fear.
Cohen represents District 10, which contains the shipyard and surrounding neighborhoods.
Another thing that I'm real focused on is I want to make sure that we're not concentrating poverty into one or two or a few isolated pockets.
That's largely the case right now in San Francisco. Poverty is concentrated in the Tenderloin, South of Market, in parts of the Mission, and near the shipyard.
I want to make sure that we are able to, that we're creating housing on every income level, that we are not just spending resources and allowing luxury development to happen and then public housing.
Even if nobody gets displaced, though, the new development may drive the market prices up. And that will mean wealthier people moving into a neighborhood that has suffered more foreclosures than any other in San Francisco.
I would imagine the value of the land will increase. I mean, that's just the general trend of the market. Unfortunately, I don't have the ability to control, neither does the board. No one really has the ability to control the market trend.
There was concerns about increased price pressure on housing, which we took into account in our planning process.
Thor Kozlowski is the project manager for the Hunters Point Shipyard for the city of San Francisco. In cooperation with Lennar, they are responsible for the implementation of the entire project.
And so we have a very strong affordable housing program.
Here are the numbers.
On average, it's 32%. The affordable housing program has sort of a variety of ways that we get at affordable housing to help folks come live here.
So in the next 5 years, Lennar will build about 1,400 units. 461 will be considered affordable.
And affordable today, if I remember some of the numbers, were in the mid to upper 60,000 per year for a family of four. And a lot of teachers, working class people, fire people, people in the police department can afford it with their salaries.
That's the first phase. The second promises another 11,500 units, a third of which will be considered affordable.
We've used that opportunity to rebuild, you know, a very dilapidated area of the city.
Lennar's promises include almost $29 million paid to a community first housing fund. It is to help neighborhood residents with things like down payment assistance if they want to purchase a home in the revitalized shipyard. It's the kind of thing that Linda Richardson has been wishing for.
They're waiting from the shipyard when it's built, it would generate economic opportunities for them. People will be able to locate their businesses there. People will be able to work in there. And that's the hope.
Richardson says that this redevelopment has been an enormous experiment in which the community, the city, and the developer have worked together to avoid displacement. In a few years, she will know if that work can actually offset the pressures of one of the nation's hottest housing markets. In San Francisco, I'm Daphne Mazzuracchi for Cross Currents.